Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace, your daily dose of empowerment and real talk about navigating life's messy situations. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and trust me, when it comes to boundaries, we've all been there, feeling a little overwhelmed, maybe even a tad exploited at times. And you know what? It's totally normal, especially in the workplace. Because let's be real, work can sometimes feel like a jungle where everyone wants a piece of your time and energy. But guess what? You are not obligated to be a walking, talking yes machine. Nope, setting boundaries with colleagues is crucial for maintaining your sanity, productivity, and overall well-being. Here's the deal, friends. Setting clear boundaries with colleagues isn't about being selfish or difficult, it's about self-respect and creating a healthy work environment where everyone can thrive. Think of it like this. Boundaries are those invisible fences that keep your time, energy, and emotions safe. So, grab your headphones, settle in, and get ready to unleash the boss within you as we dive into 5 key takeaways for setting boundaries with colleagues at work. You got this. Number 1. Know your limits. This is like your own personal rulebook. What are you comfortable doing? What tasks drain your energy? What kind of communication style works best for you? Once you've identified your non-negotiables, stick to them like glue. Don't be afraid to say no to requests that exceed your capacity or simply don't align with your priorities. Remember, a polite but firm no, thank you, is sometimes the most powerful tool in your arsenal. Number 2. Communicate clearly and directly. Don't beat around the bush. Be upfront about your boundaries and expectations. When someone asks for something that falls outside your defined limits, gently explain your position. You can say something like, "I'd love to help, but I'm already committed to X and Y projects right now." Remember, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and sets the stage for respectful collaboration. Number 3. Respect others' boundaries too. You want colleagues to respect yours, so be sure you're respecting theirs as well. Don't interrupt during meetings, avoid sending emails outside of work hours unless it's urgent, and remember that everyone has different work styles and preferences. A little empathy goes a long way in fostering a positive work environment. Number 4. Learn to delegate effectively. You don't have to do everything yourself. Delegating tasks can not only lighten your workload but also empower your colleagues and foster teamwork. Identify tasks that others could handle effectively and delegate them with clear instructions and expectations. Remember, delegation isn't about dumping work on someone else. It's about sharing the responsibility and creating a more efficient team dynamic. Number 5. Don't be afraid to say, "I need a break." Taking breaks throughout the day can actually boost your productivity and creativity. Step away from your desk, go for a walk, grab a cup of coffee, or simply close your eyes for a few minutes to clear your head. When you return to your work refreshed and recharged, you'll be able to tackle tasks with renewed energy and focus. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're knee-deep in a project with a looming deadline, when your colleague casually drops by asking for help with their presentation. Now, you know you already have a mountain of work on your plate, but you also don't want to come across as unhelpful. So what do? You could say, "Sure thing," and end up drowning in stress. Or, you could politely but firmly explain that you're currently swamped with your own deadlines and offer alternative solutions, like suggesting they reach out to another colleague or utilizing online resources for inspiration. By setting a boundary in this situation, you protect your time and energy while also demonstrating professionalism and consideration. Remember, friends, setting boundaries isn't about being difficult, it's about prioritizing your well-being and creating a more balanced and productive work life. It's about saying, yes, to what matters most and, no, to the rest. So go out there, unleash those inner boundaries, and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little boundary boost. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform and let us know what you think. And hey, if you have any burning boundary questions or stories to share, hit us up on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.